T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
To take this time to remind you that we need to make sure that we're wearing our masks. As of right now, we are even wearing our masks in the cafeteria. So, kind of like if you've ever been on an airplane recently, you have to keep your mask on at all times, even when you're eating. So, what you'll do is you'll drop it down just to take a bite, and then you'll put your mask back up over your nose, even in the cafeteria. So the only time that we can be mask-free at this point is when we're outside.
That would be the mask police in Kirkwood. There, apparently, whoever has lunch duty in Kirkwood has to walk around and police the students, shoveling the peas into their mouth and then putting their mask back on while they chew them. I'm just envisioning how this goes, because the lunch time is usually mass hysteria in most districts. So that was, somebody recorded that in the Kirkwood district for their lunchroom mask mandate. Just like you're on an airplane, you know how that goes. I don't know. What do you think about that? So these are policies set at local school boards. The Sam Page administration has come out with a statement saying, well, local school boards don't have to adhere to what we believe is the mask policy that we passed last week, but they can if they want to. It's about as clear as mud. I asked my friend Izzy Emig to join us again this morning. She is officially now a candidate for the Rockwood School Board, and that election is going to be here before you know it, like 2.5 months. Izzy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you believe 2.5 months from now, it's voting day?
Seriously, like 81 day, I believe. Not sure if you notice, I'm counting here.
I know. April 5th is when these elections are coming up. And, you know, I had you on when you, even before you put your website live, and I had people reaching out asking how they could get a hold of you. It's Izzy Emig for Rockwood.com if people want to go on there and check out what's going on. You know, this is a big deal.
The number 4, just to be clear, because it looks like someone just took my domain, just Izzy Emig for Rockwood. That domain has been stolen. So it's Izzy Emig for the number 4 Rockwood. Just to be clear there. Yeah.
So people are trying to fool people? Have they set up a dummy site? Is that what it is?
That's what it looks like. We haven't seen anything yet. Yeah, we've been tracking it, but someone has my other domain, which is very, again, this is a school board. I don't understand how vicious people can get for an unpaid position.
Isn't it amazing? You and I talked the other day, I talked about this on the radio a little bit, that someone reached out to what they believed was your employer to try to get you fired?
Yes. Yeah, my ex-employer. And this is, I had to resign because when we went virtual, I had a kindergartner who does not read or write. So I had to literally be there with her to kind of guide her through this virtual thing. And she got a phone call from a no caller ID number, of course. And they told her, hey, you have an employee by the name Izzy Emig. They didn't even pronounce my last name right. And they just said she needs to be fired. You know, she's a racist. And my employer, ex-employer, said, Izzy, the Arabic speaker, Izzy. She made sure to say that. I feel like she said that on purpose. And they just hung up.
Wow. I mean, so you're getting you're already seeing how you mentioned the word vicious, how people are attacking you. Why do you think that is? What are they afraid of?
I don't understand. Exactly. I don't understand why this is an unpaid position. This is this should be about our children, you know, not about anybody else, not about anybody's agenda. I think it's just a lot of people, like we can see how divided our country really is, not just our town or our district. It's so divided. I feel like they're just afraid of losing control. I don't understand what it is, because I literally don't have any further agenda other than just going for the board, looking out for our children and teachers, and that's it. There's no more to it, you know? And I just feel like other people are looking at this as a stepping stone for whatever it is they are trying to achieve, which is sad because they're not looking out for our children.
Yes, and they're not listening to the parents. And I think I think that may be what these folks fear from you more than anything.
Oh, I can see that, because I have been talking to parents, lots of groups of parents, again, and I have to say on both sides, as much as it kills me, it is sided. There are sides, and I am talking to both sides, and yes, no one is listening to the parents. No one is reaching out to the parents, you know, and the district is not even getting back to the parents, which I, again, mind-boggling. You have my child. I am sending my child to school, you know, with my tax money, and other people here. And again, you're a taxpayer. You don't have to have children. You're still paying taxes. So you're just as entitled as I am.
I would agree with that. Izzy Emig, my guest right now, candidate for the Rockwood School District. Izzy, if you were on that board right now, they had an emergency meeting the other night to extend their mask mandate, part of their mitigation policies over COVID. Where would you have been on that issue?
So I honestly don't really understand. Obviously, we have been masked and we still saw the increase of cases. So not sure, you know, extending, you know, the mask mandate is going to help with anything. I, you know, as like you see, we still have masks on right now and we are seeing an increase of cases. And then other school I'm looking at literally across the street, which is just St. Charles, who are mask optional. And they have less cases than we do, and just doesn't make sense to me. I just don't understand. I would have probably voted just to keep it because it does not make sense to extend it.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. You know, I know that one thing you've said to me is you want to remove politics from the classrooms. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so I am noticing a lot of that really division and the politics is I am seeing where the one group, even if you look at our board, it's so you can see it's so obvious where they lean, right? And that should be removed. Like our position should be nonpartisan, and that's what I'm struggling with. And you look at our classroom too, and again, I'm not going to throw the tea. We have amazing, amazing teachers, you know, but when you have my little six-year-old come home with a picture of the flag, and it's how you'll feel when you see the flag. I'm sorry, what? It's not, it used to be, okay, the flag has 50 stars. It's because we have 50 states or 13 stripes and blah, blah, blah. Now it's how do you feel when you see the flag? And it's, just think about that question. She is 6 years old. She doesn't really feel much other than hunger or tired, you know. There's not really much. Not even at the time I asked her, well, what do you feel when you see the flag? And she was like, I don't know. I'm hungry, mommy. I just want to go play.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's what I mean. This needs to be removed. We need to focus. It needs to be focused back on. The focus needs to be come back on. Hey, this is what the flag is. This is why we have 50 stars on the flag. This is why there's 13 stripes. You know, and at the time I got super passionate. I told my daughter, well, you go back and you tell so-and-so, well, your mommy was shot in the stomach for this flag. Your daddy fought for this flag for his country, you know, and obviously, and I said, say freedom. She obviously didn't understand what that meant, you know.
They're starting early, in other words, and thank you for pointing that out, because it's another thing that we all need to keep a closer eye on. Izzy Emig, right. Listen, I'm out of time. Izzy Emig, that's IMIG, Izzy Emig. The number 4, rockwood.com is the website. We're also going to have some folks on that are running out in in the Francis Howe District soon as well. So, Izzy, keep up the good fight.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.